Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Pillar Talk with Timbir, with your host, Timbir. On today's episode, the fourth one of this podcast, I will be focusing heavily around the political aspect. Not that there should be one in the first place, but sadly there is, of COVID-19. Before I begin, however, I want to briefly cover four election results. First off, Joe Biden wins the Nebraska Democratic primaries with 77.4% of the votes, carrying 27 of the 29 delegates the state has to offer. The other two delegates are still unpledged, so let's see how that plays out. While we are on Nebraska, I also want to applaud and offer a huge congratulations to Kara Eastman of Nebraska's 2nd Congressional District for her victory in the Democratic primary. Eastman is one of the progressive congressional candidates that I and the group I am in worked hard to boost, so this is great news, and now she is advancing to general election. California's 25th district held its special election after former Democratic Rep. Katie Hill resigned due to a scandal. The victory was called in favor of Republican candidate Mike Garcia, who holds a double-digit lead over his Democratic opponent, Chrissy Smith. They both intend to run for the full term as well coming this fall, so we will see what happens. Also to note that not all votes have been reported in yet, so whether Mike's margin of victory expands or shrinks is still something to look out for. Lastly, in election coverages is Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District special elections, where the Republican candidate Tom Tiffany defeated Democratic candidate Trisha Zunker. With 88% of the votes in, Tom holds a comfortable lead of 16 points to Trisha. So, Republicans saw two major victories tonight, last night, when they won over, well, they secured the Wisconsin seat and they won over the California seat. So that's a win for them. Now for COVID-19, the virus that has shattered us in nearly every aspect we can imagine. The United States alone leads the world in case counts. So Donald Trump, there's that American first mantra that you have always been preaching. America has 1.4 million confirmed cases with over 83,000 deaths. It's scary to think about because not too many days ago, we were terrified of the death toll being in the 60,000s, and now it's skyrocketing. So when this will end, we have no idea. It is a really tough thing to handle. It's an enemy that has no face to it. New York has 338,000 cases leading the country, New York City holding 186,000 of them. The state has over 21,000 deaths, so that's over a quarter of the deaths right there in one state alone, because New York's population density is, you know, so high. Independent Senator Bernie Sanders, along with Democratic Senators Kamala Harris and Ed Markey, have proposed Americans to receive $2,000 a month until this pandemic is over. How it will perform in the Senate and the House is unknown. We have to see what happens. They're trying to plan on passing a fifth phase of economic relief. President Donald Trump tweeted several things that honestly must make you raise your eyebrow. He tweeted, "Our testing is the best in the world by far. Numbers are coming down in most parts of our country, which wants to open and get going again. It is happening safely." And he also tweeted not too long before that, "The American people are warriors." That has to make me ask, warriors of what, Trump? Fighting against staying safe? Loving their country enough to terrorize it and be counterproductive to flattening the curve? Fighting to get a damn haircut at the expense of who knows how many lives? In Wisconsin, 72 people tested positive for coronavirus, all 72 of those people having had marched to quote-unquote liberate, as you clearly encouraged. So, is that what they're warriors of? Donald Trump was also against testing and just shunned COVID-19 as something that would go away like a miracle without a cure or a vaccine or nationwide testing. Now that one person within the White House has caught it, the staff is getting tested daily. So that's a huge flip around. If our testing is the best, as you say, why did you spend crucial periods of time downplaying it? Donald Trump failed in every major turn when it comes to handling this pandemic, and now he is insisting American warriors to open the economy at the expense of their well-beings. Elon Musk threatening to move Tesla's headquarters out if the state doesn't reopen up, while he sits comfortably on his billions of dollars, but he has no problem sending factory workers to work. How far are the elitists of this country willing to go to keep our heartless capitalist society running to benefit them, not us? Because it literally is getting fueled by the lives of the common American people. That is unacceptable. America leads an example of exactly how not to handle a pandemic, because while every other nation mobilized, New Zealand beat this virus. Make no mistake, they beat it. Everyone is tested. They did successfully. New Zealand is moving forward. They're running on a day-to-day basis. Every nation mobilized while we were busy and still are busy playing cheap party politics. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky attacked New York and encouraged the federal government to not bail New York out and to let them go bankrupt. Excuse me? As a New Yorker, I'm going to speak from the heart. You, Mitch McConnell, you swamp-bathing lobbyist bought Shame on America, is using your power to not aid American citizens but to destroy them over damn politics because New York is a blue state? Who do you think you are? New York is the fuel of this country, and New York pays the second highest amount in federal taxes. California, another blue state, ironically, being first. Meanwhile, on the other side of the coin to that, we have Kentucky, your state, which receives more in federal funding than 48 other states. Guess who's bankrolling you guys? We are. Kentucky is, as we know it, a federal welfare state. But you want to tell the federal government to leave New York in the dust? The audacity to tell New York to file for bankruptcy? Have you any idea the disastrous effects that would have on the people of New York, the millions of people on New York, from our fire departments to our police departments, public education, and other state departments that help keep the state run on a day-to-day basis? But you're okay with that because this is just a political scheme to you. You are an American disgrace. You've been in the Senate for decades, and you have continued to keep us down. Also, Mitch, while we are on the topic of Mitch McConnell, he decided to clap back at former President Barack Obama, who called out Donald Trump's handling. Honestly, Obama called Donald Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic a disaster. And Mitch McConnell clapped back and said that Barack Obama should have kept his mouth shut. No, he shouldn't have. If anyone should have kept their mouth shut, it's Donald Trump when he called it a Democratic hoax, when it was not a Democratic hoax. When he said, go to work, it's okay, when it's not okay. When he said, this will blow over and go away like it never happened. Tell that to the families of the 80,000 people who have died, that this has never happened. Mitch McConnell is up for re-election this year, so be sure to learn about who's primarying him and support them. On the Democratic side, we have Amy McGrath and Charles Booker. I encourage people to look into Charles Booker, a progressive Democrat. That's personally my choice, but honestly, if you're a Republican, look to see who on the Republican side is primarying Mitch McConnell and back them up too, because Mitch McConnell is the American swamp surfer and he is one of the biggest threats, if not the biggest threat to America. There is a lot of stake in current events, whether you're viewing the social aspect of it or the economical and or political aspect. That is all for this week, and I do wish everyone stay safe, social distance. If you have to go outside, be responsible and wear a mask and gloves. Stop the spread. Follow me on Twitter at itstanbirc, that's itstanbirc. Share and subscribe. Ask your questions via direct messaging on Twitter so that I may answer them on following episodes. Have a great week and stay safe, everyone.